And not only that, it helps you recover from the birth, because what else does oxytocin do? It contracts the uterus. That's what causes that hormone of love. And this is what I love to say to women. The hormone of love is what births your baby. It's actually what's causing the surges of contractions.
Mm.
That hormone of love is causing that.
Yes.
Hmm.
Welcome to Philippa Squared, Parenting by Design, the podcast that dives deep into the heart of thriving through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. If you aspire towards exceptional parenthood and are looking to navigate the joys and challenges of raising children in our fast-paced world, you've found your tribe. I'm Philippa Scott and...
I'm Philippa Cox. Together we're Philippa Squared, unpacking the real talk on modern parenting, peeling back the layers of its complexity from pregnancy and birth to the adventures beyond. This podcast is your guide to unraveling the nuances of parenting in today's world.
And we're keeping it real, sharing stories and having conversations with insightful guests, giving you clarity and direction on your parenting journey.
This is where your adventure begins, transforming the challenge into a journey of wonder and joy, where you discover ways to craft your own parenthood map, not just follow the one handed down to you.
So settle in, get comfy, and let's laugh, learn, and grow into the parent you aspire to be. Welcome to Philippa Squared, Parenting by Design.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Philippa Squared, Parenting by Design. I am Philippa Scott, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Pippa Cox. Hi, Pippa.
Hi, Philippa. And what are we designing today?
Aha. Well, today we are talking about natural childbirth, so unmedicated birth, and how it works on a physiological and a psychological level to impact the journey of matriescence. So, you know, we've been tossing around this idea of, you know, natural childbirth and, you know, wearing a badge of honor and all of these other things, and how that's really not what we're about today. What we're about, though, is talking about if you do choose to have a physiological birth and if you do have a, you know, a normal physiological birth that doesn't have any interruption, there are some advantages to you in terms of your journey through matriescence. And we want to explore that. So I guess what we're doing is we're giving you some education around why some women might choose to do that and how it does help that process be easier. And not because all of a sudden you've got this big booby chest to put your badge on, but because it is physiological, there are biological and physiological reasons that it is optimal in your journey towards matriescence or on matriescence. Does everybody know what matriescence means?
Oh, I'd love you to explain that. It sounds to me like adolescence.
Well, it's a really good way of understanding it, Pippa, because matriescence was coined by a woman, and I can't think of her name right now, but it was a term coined, and it does mean that journey from maiden to mother, much like child to adult is adolescence, and maiden to mother is matriescence. So it's a journey of rediscovering a new you, not rediscovering, of discovering a new you. Who are you as a mother? How do you transition from the world of being a person who exists in solo or as part of a couple, but you are a solo person, to now all of a sudden being one with a child and having them need you? And then who are you in that relationship? How do you show up? How do you self-care? How do you do all of that stuff? But it's that journey from maiden to mother. So.
And about every woman I know that has gone through a natural childbirth, they have the most incredible look on their faces for like ages afterwards. It's almost like they've been drugged out with this beautiful, lovely hormone called oxytocin.
So I want you to expand on that, because we, you know, we're talking about the physiological and the psychological impacts of a natural unmedicated birth. So let's look at how that impacts just on a physical level. So can you run us through that, the hormones and how that sets us up for an easier journey through matriescence?
Yeah, well, the really cool thing about childbirth, and this is one of the things I love about it, not only is it natural, but the hormones that are at play. You've got this wonderful hormone called oxytocin, you know, that hormone of love. We all love that.
You even say that, sexy.
Oh, because it is. I'm feeling it, darling. I'm feeling it. In fact, can I just segue how much I'm feeling it? Do you know how you go on about the synchronization of energies? What's that beautiful term you use?
The law of entrainment.
Yeah, well, talking about law of entrainment, was seeing if my partner's heartbeat and my heartbeat were the same.
Mm.
We were different rates. I was about 60. He was about 72. I know this because I do this for a living, right? Well, I did this for a living. And every, say, 3 or 4 beats, it was the same for a couple of beats. And then it went off again. It was beautiful. But anyway, with this oxytocin, and that is why I was feeling it, because I obviously was feeling oxytocin.
Mm.
So oxytocin is the most powerful of hormones because it gets us into that love state. Now, one of the things I absolutely love about being and supporting someone when they're having their childbirth experience is when they get into this beautiful area of what I call labor land, which is when that oxytocin abounds, when they have so much endorphins, I'm talking about, not dolphins. Endorphins. They're not dolphins, they're dolphins. And endorphins, that's our body's natural pain relief. It's exactly the same makeup as morphine. Everyone's heard of morphine as a major pain reliever for severe pain. So is endorphins. So our body naturally has a pain reliever and a feel-good hormone attached to it through the childbirth experience.
Yes.
So they're the two main hormones at play. And these start off really, really low in the early stage of labor. It starts to go up and increase up and gets more and more intense until we are in labor land where we don't know where we are. We are so totally irrelevant of time and space that we are in our own childbirth. I am giving birth to another human being. Type of behavior. And that is the hormones at play, the endorphins, the two main ones. There's other little tiny ones involved, but they're the two big ones that I want everybody to know about.
Yeah.
And the really interesting thing is that when we've got this fear of childbirth that we might not consciously know, but subconsciously is there. Because we hear about it in American movies, we hear about it with all the birth stories we hear about it by the simple fact that, oh my gosh, we have to go to hospital to have a baby. We can't have a baby at home. No, it's too dangerous. I'm going to call bullshit. And that's something that you're really big on too, because it's all a matter of perspective and what a woman wants. So where I'm sorry, I'm on a stage way. Can you bring me back?
Yeah.
Can you bring me back?
We are talking about how those hormones and how the natural birthing process can impact matriescence. So what I think you're saying there is that when we have this beautiful play of hormones, we have within us these natural emotions that occur. Now, one of the biggest ones that I see in this journey is because we are uninterrupted, because we are fully present in our body, so we don't know about time or any of that stuff, right, when you're birthing, but you're fully present in your own body or in your own experience. And so that allows, because it's not interrupted or medicated in any way, it actually allows you to really sink into who you are and into the space that you're in. Now, in my experience, that actually can help to increase a woman's confidence in her ability. Now, I've got on my soapbox before about having things like a redemptive birth or a healing birth, and I think that's bullshit. I think you can feel healed if you feel like you have more confidence. And that was certainly my experience for my first birth, is my first natural birth, I felt this incredible feeling of confidence, having achieved what I wanted to achieve. All of a sudden I knew my body wasn't broken. I could do hard things. I could make it happen the way I wanted it to, and that I was powerful enough to do the hard thing and make it happen, because that was what I wanted to happen. And I can promise you, it was a darn sight easier to do that than it was to recover from my Caesar. There was a lot less pain involved in having that natural childbirth than what there was. And that was even with a tear. So I felt a sense of confidence in myself and in my body. And that confidence didn't heal my previous birth experience. I had to work on that separately. I can promise you that. And I actually had to work on healing that particular birth for the things that had happened to me during that time. But when we have that confidence, when we have an innate trust in ourselves, in our body, in our ability to listen and overcome, then we automatically trust ourselves more. Now, my experience of matriescence is that it is a journey of discovery, but it's also a journey of learning to trust your intuition and trust that you can do hard things. And, you know, when you're having to get up for the fifth time in the night to clean up vomit because your children are sick, you have to dig deep. Right, you have to know that. Yep, okay. My intuition says we've got a vomiting bug, and we don't need to go to the hospital. But I am going to need to get up multiple times tonight and change the bed sheets and the baby and all of the things. So this journey gives you, when you do it in a way that allows your sense of feeling trust for yourself, it eases your journey in matriescence, because that's what that is all about. That is all about you trusting in your ability, in your body's ability to breastfeed, to regulate your child, not just emotionally, but we're talking about being able to regulate a child's temperature. You know, when our baby is close to us, right, we're regulating our baby's temperature. If we don't trust our body, we're gonna have an issue with even feeling confident to regulate our baby's temperature, even though we consciously don't have to think about that. But we actually don't have to consciously think about breastfeeding. We don't have to consciously think about birthing either, but we tend to get in our own way a bit, right?
Yeah. So
what I think you're saying is that when we have all these beautiful hormones and when we trust our body to do this thing in a natural way, we gain a more confidence in our body's ability to do all the other things easily. And I know I'm not wrong, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me if I am. But those hormones set, when they're not interrupted during labor, they actually work better postnatally.
Boom. Boom. Isn't that incredible how when we go through really, really hard things, like what you're describing in the childbirth experience, I mean, yeah, It's tough. But no matter what we go through in life that is tough, when we come out the other side, we are so much more confident. No matter what we do. And motherhood is prime, absolutely prime. It's awesome. The number of women I have helped through this period where I've lost the count of times where women have looked at me and said, I've done that. I can do anything now. I can do anything. I can literally fly. And they can, and they absolutely do. And the thing is, when it's an unmedicated birth, so that when we're not given an epidural or any of the pain relief, bar the nitrous, because nitrous goes in and out of our bodies so quickly it barely it enters the placenta. When a baby is born, as soon as that baby is born, you get this massive rush of oxytocin. And that's where, even after 20 years of midwifery, of being involved in birth, I can still bawl my eyes out when I am in and witnessing a baby being born, because it is magic. It is absolutely magic. And the whole energy of the room changes. And I can see the look on your face, Philippa. You should see her. She looks like a cat drinking the cream, because you've seen it, you've experienced it on so many occasions.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's massively powerful. And that oxytocin not only helps to bond you, because it's this massive amount of love and, oh my gosh, I've just done this, look at my beautiful baby. Wow. Wow. That look of amazement and wonderment and disbelief and that whole bonding experience. And not only that, it helps you recover from the birth, because what else does oxytocin do? It contracts the uterus. That's what causes that hormone of love. And this is what I love to say to women. The hormone of love is what births your baby. It's actually what's causing the surges of contractions. That hormone of love is causing that.
Yes.
God works in mysterious ways, or the power of the universe or whatever.
It's all about understanding, right? So
yeah,
and that hormone is then what helps you recover. It's what helps you sleep. It's what helps you recover.
Breastfeeding.
It's all about
calmness.
Yeah, being able to regulate, being able to hear your baby in the middle of the night when you become so in tuned to all of that stuff. And when we don't interrupt those hormones, we give our body the best chance of turning up for the next thing. Because I don't know if you know this, but when you have a baby, the real work starts then.
For the rest of your life.
Right? It's like...
the pregnancy was just a fun bit. That was just nothing.
Yeah. And look, I have not had easy pregnancies. I've had the vomiting for weeks and weeks. I've had the pubic separation. I've had the sciatic. I've had the back pain. I've had all the things, right? So I've not experienced blissfully easy pregnancies, but it's still the easy bit. Because once they're out, that's when the real work starts. So what, you know, this birthing process, it's not that it's not possible when you don't have a natural birth. You're just having to, you just need to do some other things to help you to bring those hormones back into the space where they should have been had they not been interrupted, right? So it makes it easier when we don't interrupt them. But if you have had an interrupted birth and you do you do want to recreate that, there are ways for you to do those things. There are ways for you to get that bonding back. And, I mean, how good is skin to skin, right? So even if you've had this interruption, just having hours and hours and days of skin to skin can impact those hormones, because oxytocin isn't just for labor, right? It's for normal everyday love and life, right? So just sharing a meal with friends can boost your oxytocin levels. And we know that. So yeah, there are other ways
for men
ways
and for women.
That's right. So there's other ways to do it. What we're saying here is that it's easiest. It's easiest to do the journey of matriescence when there is no interruption to the way that the hormones and the chemicals in your body work. However, there are ways for you to recreate that if that hasn't been your journey. And so we want to.
And skin to skin
it's really
the best.
Easy. Yeah.
It is the best. And I've had situations where babies have had a hard time after the birth, adapting to life outside the womb with breathing and stuff. And if you just keep them skin to skin on mama's chest, they will regulate their breathing. I have seen this over and over and over again. And it is sensational how that happens.
Yeah, totally.
Boom.
Totally.
It's one of the things about working in low resource countries that didn't have oxygen. I was able to witness the beautiful natural adaptation of babies outside of birth.
Yeah.
Outside the womb. It was fascinating. It's like, oh, I didn't know this happens, because in our society we're not allowed it to happen. And nothing was wrong with those babies. Within 1 minute they were breathing and fantastic and awesome. And we talk about that golden minute.
Yeah.
And I think in modern practice we forget that it's actually 60 seconds as well.
Yeah.
But yes, that's another segue.
Yeah.
So 60 seconds is a long time.
It can be. I remember I've been at a couple of births where babies taken a little while to come through, and it's just taken that little bit longer than you would normally expect. And on both occasions, I've just said to mum, talk to your baby, talk to her. And they talk to their baby, and their baby goes, oh, I know that voice. I know that voice.
Yeah.
And they come through. It's like you're calling to your baby, and you're just gently guiding them into this new oxygenated, or this new lung oxygenated world, as opposed to a placental oxygenated world or blood oxygenated world. So there are so many different things that we can do to create this bond and this, and even, you know, a mum just being able to do that, a mum talking to her baby and calling her through, that right there can increase oxytocin, right? And it increases confidence.
That's massive.
Yeah. It increases confidence in her ability
and ownership.
Bond. Yeah.
My baby. I can give life to my baby. I have given life to my baby. It's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's one of the things that if we give ourselves permission to, and allowing ourselves to open ourselves up to the intuition, intuition, trust it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we know. Yeah. We know.
And if we're not in a space where somebody's taking over and taking charge, we'll just think of those things ourselves, right? Like, and look, it's the value of having somebody around who, you know, who knows these things, like having a midwife or a doula who can say those things to you. Because in both of those instances, I was there as a doula and there was a midwife, and it's what I thought to do, right? And so, you know, those having wise women around can mean when you're not in your conscious brain and you're still in your primal brain, can be of value. But if you don't have that around you, you will come up with it. You can trust yourself to do that. But that comes from the knowing that is generated because we've trusted our body in those spaces, and we've dug deep to do those things, however that has happened. But it is just easier. We're not making any judgment calls here, folks. We are just talking about what is easier on a physiological level to ease the matriescence journey. And you can have matriescence from more than one baby, right? So, you know, you make a journey from mother of one to mother of two, and then for some of us, three and four, and some of us are just crazy and go way beyond that. But, you know.
Up to 26. Can you imagine a woman having 26 babies? I just take my hat off to her.
Yeah.
This beautiful woman who was my age and who had never had a period in her life. Because she was always breastfeeding or pregnant.
Wow. That's quite incredible. Anyway, we're going to end it right there. Do you have any last pieces for us, Pippa?
No, it all goes down to values and knowing yourself, knowing what type of birth you want. And if this has tweaked any curiosity about, there are some benefits of a natural birth, then reach out to us.
Hmm.
Because, we can help you out.
We can
help you out. I've done this a couple of times.
Yes. I think, obviously the show notes has how to contact both you and I, so that's awesome. Please subscribe to the show. You never know what fascinating conversation we're going to have. And share it around. If somebody that you know would benefit from this information, then please share it and give them the gift of our wisdom and our opinion. Some of this stuff is absolutely golden fact, and some of this stuff is just based on our values and our opinions and our experiences, our 40 years combined experiences. So we look forward to hearing more from you. Please jump on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and, you know, have more conversations with us. So thank you again, Pippa. I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yep. See you, Philippa. Bye.
Bye.